Hi, welcome to Indiana Weekend with John Strauss. This is a kind of radio magazine show about the interesting places and intriguing people in our part of the state. We're always interested in your thoughts. Drop us a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com with your suggestions and comments. Let us know what's going on where you are. Well, here's some good news. We're getting ready for our fall membership drive beginning on October 1st, and many of you have been renewing your membership and giving additional gifts of support to IPR. If you still haven't made your contribution to Indiana Public Radio, then now's the time. The more we raise before the drive, the less time we need to spend on air asking for your support. So please go to indianapublicradio.org or give us a call at 1-800-646-1812. Thank you for supporting Indiana Public Radio. Imagine tons of soggy, dripping, nasty trash, paper sacks, plastic cups, old appliances. There's only one way that looks good: when it's being hauled out of White River and off the riverbanks. We joined volunteers on a recent Saturday morning for the 8th annual White River Cleanup, organized by Muncie Delaware Clean and Beautiful and sponsored by the Muncie Sanitary District's Stormwater Management Department. More than 400 people showed up to clean 15 miles of river.
My name's John Craddock. I'm Director Emeritus, Bureau of Water Quality, which is an organization I started about 40 years ago, back in 72, and it's like an EPA, but on the local level. It's the oldest local water pollution agency in the United States, and the EPA has used it as a model for our ordinances and the way we work with cleaning up water pollution problems.
What do most of us not know about trash along the White River?
Well, unfortunately, people still litter, not like they used to, but we still, it's not a dumping ground. You know, we have toters. You should be putting out your trash to have it taken out to the recycling plant, but we have people that throw everything from computers to shopping carts to fast food restaurant sacks to you name it, what we find, old tires, you name it.
You found today a bicycle, a record player?
Yes. We have kept track over the years of things that we find. We have found direct TV dishes. We have found all types of things that you couldn't believe. Anything you might have in your house, we have found out here in the river, unfortunately. Sometimes that can be dangerous if you're, for instance, out there fly fishing. You step on a sharp piece of metal. So this has grown and is just wonderful. When it first started, we had, I think, maybe 75, 80. Last year, we had around 600, almost 550, 575. The children are getting involved. The partnerships that are being formed is we always talk about, as a community, forming partnerships. You've got the Muncie Sanitary District, the city, you got Ball State, you got Muncie Delaware Clean and Beautiful. You've got so many different organizations that are partnering to work on this. By having the young people out here and the children, you are now educating them so that they can carry that on to future generations too, of how to take care of our natural resources.
Do you think a time comes when somebody realizes, oh, you know, I'm part of the problem, or they realize they have to protect these resources?
Well, I think so, and I think that's the one thing about having the young people all the way from grade school children to Ball State students, for instance. High participation of Ball State students, which has been wonderful. And I think it really shows and teaches them that here is a wonderful natural resource. We need to protect it. We need to take care of it. We need to keep it looking nice, aesthetically pleasing. We have a trail along the river to bike, to jog. Let's keep it nice.
Is the river in better shape now than it was when you started?
Well, when we started about 40 years ago, such things as toxic heavy metals, and these would be things like chrome, copper, lead, nickel, zinc, those have been reduced any place from 80 to 99% in our river. Bacterial counts have been reduced by over 84%. When we first started, there were 30 species of fish out here in the river. We now have over 65 species of fish. When we first started, we didn't have any freshwater mussels or clams out here in the river. We now have 15 different species. The aquatic insects that your fish population live off of, we used to find tubiflex worms and those type of things. Now we have over 100 different species of aquatic insects, of which over 70% are clean water species only. So there's been dramatic improvement in the quality of our river. Our river now is one of the top five smallmouth bass fishing streams in the state. We have people that come from out of town to go fly fishing in our river now.
My name is Melinda Massinio, and I am the director of the Freshman Connections Program, and I'm also a board member of Muncie, Delaware Clean and Beautiful. And today we're doing our White River cleanup, and it's exciting. We start at 6:30 in the morning, and if you could just picture it, it's pitch black. We're pulling off supplies off the trucks, and as the morning builds, the excitement builds, and you just know that people are getting ready, and they're starting to descend upon the park. And we bring students from campus, and they're all gathering together, and as the morning progresses, the energy builds and builds and builds. And it's just a moment of excitement as we get ready to start cleaning the river.
It looks like the students are really glad to be here, although it's an early start for them.
It's an early start, but one for lots of the students, the first time they've really left campus. Many of our students are freshmen, and they've become comfortable with the campus area, but they haven't ventured too far away. And one of the reasons why we love this program is that it gets them to the parks. We go to McCullough Park, we go to Westside Park. They get to see the connecting trails and tributaries, and then they get to contribute by helping us clean it up and connect with the other community members. And they were just saying on the buses they rode over to the different sites that they met people from different parts of Muncie. They met the fly fishing club. So there's lots of community members coming together and connecting really effectively with our Ball State students.
And there's something that volunteers get out of the work that they do. I mean, they're helping, but they get something back.
Oh, absolutely. And of course, the research shows us that when we contribute, when we volunteer, the experience gives back to us so much in endorphins, but positive feelings about ourselves, and also in terms of social connections and a commitment to a community. And so it actually builds social bonds by volunteering and connecting. So it does a lot of things for the individual and for the community as well.
And it's a chance, I suppose, for the community to see the students in a different light, right?
Yeah, our hope is that this is an opportunity for the community members and the Ball State students to see each other working together in situations they probably wouldn't see each other. And so we hope that they get to know each other as individuals, because we know that building relationships is the first step in building community.
Ball State Professor Melinda Massinio, director of the Freshman Connections Program, also a board member of Muncie, Delaware Clean and Beautiful, helping lead the recent White River cleanup. We also heard from John Craddock, Director Emeritus of the Bureau of Water Quality. Up next, some of the volunteers who shrugged off the cold on a sunny Saturday morning.
See this ancient river bed, see where all my follies are led, down by the water, down by the old maiden dread.
Indiana Weekend, Real Radio from just down the road. Look for that name on Facebook and drop us a line. Let us know what you think at indianaweekend@gmail.com.
My name is Destiny Roberts. I am the president of the Mayor's Youth Council. Today we're out here doing the Red River cleanup. Well, I woke up at 6 o'clock this morning to get out here.
That's an achievement, isn't it?
Yeah. It was actually like I was pretty tired. It was cold. And just like, we took a few pictures. I did the proclamation with the youth council. We made fun of my dad for the music that he played.
Tell me about the picking up the trash part. Did you walk down by the river? Where did you go?
We went like down the trail. We went by the river just a little bit because we didn't like want to fall in, so we didn't like get too close. We went through like the forest area. There was a trail we went by, and then we went over the under the bridge and picked up some trash there. We actually found another trash bag that had trash in it, so we picked that up too.
Have you done this before?
No, actually. I'm kind of embarrassed because my dad's the one that coordinates it and stuff, so.
Well, you're here this time. What's it like? It's got a cold morning.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. It is kind of cold, but it's starting to warm up. We found a bike already, me and my group, so.
Tell me about that. Where did you find it?
We found it out in the woods. We were over there just picking up the trash and stuff. And then we, Austin, the vice president, saw a bike, and so we picked it up.
What do you learn when you're doing something like this? Because we drive by the river all the time, but you guys are getting a real close look at it.
Yeah, most of the stuff that, like, happens. You don't really see like all like the tiny trash and stuff, but really that's what makes the river dirty. The main part of like the white river, it's that supposed to be clear and stuff, and that sort of hasn't happened a lot lately.
It's just been fun. I mean, this is really work.
Yeah, it's fun because you get to like hang out and clean. It's a great way to like put the community together.
Have you been talking with people? What are folks saying?
I haven't really talked to a lot of people. I've just been like trying to get everything.
You've been working.
Out. Yeah.
What do you think motivates people to come out and do something like this?
I think it would probably be to just clean up and hang out with people, get to know other people, make new friends, of course, just to like to help out in the community.
Are you a volunteer in other ways as well?
No, I actually do the downtown cleanup thing with my dad. I go out there like every third Saturday to do that.
More trash than you expected? Less or the same? Or
I actually expected more trash. I was kind of happy that there wasn't a lot of trash.
I've heard people say that, by the way, that Muncie's really a pretty clean city. Do you have an opinion?
It actually is. There's a few spots that isn't as clean as most of it, but after that, it's like pretty clean.
Austin Crutch.
And you're from Crawfordsville, Indiana. You're at Ball State.
I'm a senior.
Senior in, State, in, in business administration.
Correct.
Tell me about today.
Got up and met over here at Westside Park. They had it organized into groups and sections of where we're, what locations we're going to go to. On the hills, in the banks, wherever there was trash, just picking it up, throwing it in the bags. Pretty easy process. I mean, we found stuff like this here. It's
what do you got there?
Whatever, water bottles, and there we find a lot of the styrofoam cups, and there's sticks and cigarette packs, and there's actually fishing line, like that kind of stuff.
Was this along the river or just in the park? Or
a lot of it is along the river. We did a lot of that, getting it from there, and then on the hills. So,
and you're an outdoorsman, so does it hurt you, I mean, to see when there's trash befouling the great outdoor?
It's not good for the environment, and it's nice to come out here and do something for the community, pick it up. Nice to be keep stuff cleaned up.
What do you suppose most of us don't know that you've kind of discovered in doing this or from your time outside?
The quantity of the trash out here, there's a lot more than you would think and expect. And I mean, this something like this that's put on by these guys is really big and helping clean up the area and keep things nice.
Ball State students have come out for this. Do you think that there's more volunteerism or less volunteerism among?
I think it's good. I mean, they give you a lot of opportunities to come out here and do this kind of thing. And I mean, there's definitely their first share of students out here today that I think are taking part in this and enjoying their time out here picking up.
You know, anytime you have a college in a town, there are people who don't like the folks from the college because of noise or whatever.
Yeah, I think so. I agree. I definitely agree with that. I mean, in my opinion, I think this is a good thing for students to do, and it gives back to the community and shows people at the community that everyone around here is motivated to make the place a better place, I guess.
Students make pretty good volunteers, don't they?
Yeah, I think so. Young, active, we can do this stuff pretty easily, so yeah.
Does this help the students understand Muncie, this area, any better?
I think so. And for me, I live down the road, but people that don't get off campus a whole lot come out here and see the river and realize the things that are around them and take advantage of it, just kind of checking the place out that hadn't seen it before.
My name is Aaron Kidder. I'm a grant specialist and consultant for the mayor's office and for the city of Muncie. I have a lot of responsibilities. One of them is being one of the co-directors for the mayor's youth council that the mayor just recently implemented. We have the 8th annual White River Cleanup. We have some of our kids out here today. Like I said, the mayor's youth council just got going, and in our Monday's meeting discussing events that they wanted to participate in, they jumped all over the opportunity to come out here as a group and show their support to clean up this great asset that we have in Muncie.
Volunteer efforts and students are a natural combination. Why is that?
I think high school students and kids, you know, they see the world in a different perspective. They see some of the issues that their parents or then the relatives and family members are going through, and they want to sincerely make a difference, and they have their own ideas about how they want to go about that. And I think it's great that when they can find and seek out the opportunities to do so.
These folks seem like they're having a good time, too.
They are, ironically enough. Seems like they enjoy the camaraderie, and they enjoy the companionship, and they enjoy knowing that they're going to be doing something good for their community.
And one reaction I'm getting is that the river, in some cases, is even a bit cleaner than they expected.
Oh yeah, that's great, and that's great to be able to see and hear. Of course, like I said, they've been out here for 8 years, and I know Jason Donati, the organizer of the event, one of the organizers of the event, he takes pride in the White River, and so there's a lot of hard work that's been put into it to get to where it is today.
That's Aaron Kidder of the Muncie Mayor's Office, who helps lead the Mayor's Youth Council and was with some young volunteers at the White River cleanup on September 13th. We also heard from a couple of volunteers, Ball State senior Austin Crutch of Crawfordsville and Destiny Roberts, president of the Mayor's Youth Council.
This is Indiana Weekend with John Strauss here on Indiana Public Radio.
Hundreds of volunteers come out for the annual White River cleanup, but two people at the middle of it all are John Craddock, who started the Bureau of Water Quality in Muncie, and this guy.
My name's Jason Donati. I'm the board president of Muncie, Delaware Clean and Beautiful. This is the 8th annual White River cleanup. We had 589 people pre-registered. I think the chilly weather kept some people home, but we've had over 400 people show up today to clean 15 miles of river. We've got over 50 canoes out in the water with our friends at Canoe Country helping us out there. And we've cleaned all the way from the old Indiana Steel and Wire plant all the way out to Delville and Canoe Country. We had 17 different groups that we organized in the morning before we sent them out on bus to their location. So this is a really unique event, bringing people from all over the community, Ball State community, Muncie Central High School, local people here in Muncie, many different organizations coming together. And the other thing that's unique about this is other counties downstream are cleaning on this same day. So this is a watershed-wide event. It's not separated by just boundaries of the county. It goes all the way to Hamilton County too, and so we're all collectively a part of the same watershed and cleaning up on the same day.
What do the volunteers tell you? They get a little something out of this too, I take it.
Yeah, I think we've heard a lot from volunteers about how they feel really connected to the river in the community, and we try to remind them that it is their drinking water resource. But a lot of people come out and they like to get their hands dirty and roll up their sleeves, and a lot of them, it's their first time canoeing, or they just enjoy canoeing and pulling out different things in the river because they canoe or kayak here on a regular basis. So we get a lot of good feedback from people, a lot of people having a good time out here, and then meeting new friends and just doing their part to give back.
You do events like this happen throughout the year. Tell me about the importance of volunteers and keeping Muncie and this area beautiful.
Yeah, Muncie, Delaware Clean and Beautiful does quite a few cleanup events, and we believe that it's important to keep our community clean, and we believe that it helps boost the morale of our community. So we specialize in gateway cleanups, which we've partnered with Ball State football coach Pete Limbo and his team and a lot of his volunteers. And then what we do is we try to make sure that the community looks clean at our gateways before home games and stuff like that. And we work with the Interfraternity Council of Ball State on doing cleanups along gateways and in the village. And then we also do a third Saturday downtown cleanup every third Saturday of the month, where we get people out there to clean the litter, pick up and do all sorts of stuff in downtown Muncie. And then we also sponsor neighborhood cleanups quite a bit with supplies and stuff like that. And we also have an Adopt a Block program, where we encourage people to adopt their block and take a couple hours a week, a month. We supply them with the supplies they need and to keep their block tidy and clean. So,
you're a Muncie native. Do you think these efforts over time are making a difference in the amount of stuff that people throw out? Are we getting any better at that?
Absolutely. I grew up in Muncie, been here for a while, moved, came back, but I'm seeing an impact with what we're doing. Less litter is being found. We've over 7 years, we pulled out 80,000 pounds of trash and 550 tires. The trash piles are getting smaller, so that's good. So we are seeing definitely a positive impact on the work that we're doing, as well as I just like like to consider it a ripple effect. For the Adopt a Block program, if you're out in your community giving a couple hours picking up, a neighbor sees that and wants to join in and get involved. And I've seen that happen across the board, and it's just the ripple effect of that happening in community service and volunteering.
John, you broke some ground in Muncie 40 years ago.
Yes, we were fortunate. You know, it was right time, right place, right people. Started as a project when I was a senior at Ball State in a natural resource class. That turned into a part-time position with the sanitary district. The newspapers followed what was going on. Public support on doing something with our river to clean it up came along.
So this would have been in the early 1970s,
this,
right?
This is around 1970, 1971.
So around then, there was a time, here's what I'm getting at.
This is when EPA came into existence in 1970. So the word environment wasn't even part of our vocabulary in the 60s. So this is when everything was just starting. So it was, again, the right time, the right place. And so that part-time position turned into a full-time position. Then I wrote a 32-page proposal and to create the Bureau. And the Board of Sanitary Commissioners accepted that.
And this would be the Bureau, again, of?
Of Water Quality. And that came into existence in March of 72.
Well, the river was different then. And, in fact, you had the Cuyahoga River catch fire. In Cleveland.
This is during the time when we had rivers burning in the United States. We as a society had basically turned our back on our rivers across the whole United States. People drove over them to go to work. Most of them were full of various industrial toxic waste, raw sewage discharges, septic tank discharges, wastewater treatment plants that really weren't working like they should. And so grant money came available through the Clean Water Act for wastewater plants to upgrade, for industrial pretreatment programs to come along to start treating toxic and hazardous waste rather than discharging them to our rivers so that they wouldn't be green and red and orange, full of oil, gasoline. So that was kind of the start of the program.
That's John Craddock, Director Emeritus of the Bureau of Water Quality, looking back on 40 years of progress in cleaning up White River and other waterways. We also heard from Jason Donetti, President of Muncie, Delaware Clean and Beautiful. You know, we're a long way from perfect. In just the 8 years of the White River cleanup, they've pulled out 80,000 pounds of trash and 550 tires. But it helps to remember how far we've come. For instance, rivers don't catch fire anymore, at least. And on that note of optimism, our show for today, I'm John Strauss. Big thanks to our producer, Sean Ashcraft. Glad you could join us this time and hope you'll stay in touch. Drop me a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com. In the meantime, thanks and have a great week until we meet again on the next Indiana Weekend on Indiana Public Radio.
Indiana Weekend with host John Strauss. Our show is engineered at Indiana Public Radio, produced by Sean Ashcraft. Major support for Indiana Weekend comes from Dillman's Furniture of Muncie, serving East Central Indiana with home furnishings from FlexSteel, Bassett, and Simmons Beautyrest. Join us again next week for Indiana Weekend with John Strauss here on Indiana Public Radio.